Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 761 days, Ukraine defends itself against the forces of the Russian invasion. Yesterday morning, Russia conducted a missile strike against Kyiv. The first explosion sounded even before the air raid siren went off, which rarely happens. Air defense downed two Russian ballistic missiles fired from temporarily occupied Crimea at around 10:30 a.m., reports LBUA. Russia targeted Kyiv with two of its newest 3M-22 Tsirkon missiles, reports Defense Express. According to the publication, this is the missile's second publicly known use, following an unsuccessful attack on Kyiv on 7 February. The damaged missile most likely fell on the road in the Desnyansky district. At the same time, only very heavily fragmented pieces of the Tsirkon remained after the strike on 7 February, and it took 5 days to officially confirm the type of the missile. Now much more informative Tsirkon fragments are available. The missile destroyed part of the building of an arts academy in the Pechersky district of the capital. At least 10 people were injured, two of them were hospitalized, one casualty remains in hospital, while the other, a 16-year-old girl, has been discharged. The other casualties were treated on the spot. The rescue team continues to dismantle the rubble of the destroyed building. In other districts, damages were reported as well. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky commented on the situation, saying that it was a great luck that there were no students in the academy at the moment. He reminded that Ukraine needs more air defense. Quote, "This is security for our cities and it saves human lives. All of us in the world who respects and protects life must stop this terror," unquote, said Zelensky. The Ministry of Defense of Ukraine informed that air defense forces shot down more than 2,000 Russian cruise and ballistic missiles since the start of the full-scale Russian invasion. But more air defense systems are still needed, reports Radio Liberty. Quote, "That's the result of the titanic work of Ukrainian air defenders. Thousands of lives have been saved by modern air defense systems provided by our partners," unquote. Vladimir Putin admitted that the terrorist attack on 22 March on Krokus City Hall was carried out by radical Islamists, but blamed Ukraine as well, reports NV. Putin called the terrorist attack an act of intimidation and again linked the attack to Ukraine. He said that radical Islamists committed the terrorist attack in Krokus, but he is interested to know who commissioned the attack. Quote, "The question immediately arises, who benefits from this? This can only be a link for those who have been fighting with us at the hands of the Kyiv regime since 2014, unquote. Putin also again claimed that the attackers allegedly tried to leave for Ukraine after committing a crime in Krokus, and he questioned who was waiting for them there. President Volodymyr Zelensky responded to Putin's claims. Quote, "Today Putin was talking to himself again, and it was again broadcasted on television. Again he accuses Ukraine, a sick and cynical creature. Everyone is a terrorist to him, except for himself, although he has been fueled by terror for 2 decades now," said the president of Ukraine. He stressed that when Putin is gone, the demand for terror and violence will disappear with him, because it is his demand. John Kirby, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications at the White House, has dismissed Russia's allegation, describing them as Kremlin propaganda, reports Ukrinform. We would really appreciate if you could rate us ideally with 5 stars and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify and others. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday Ukraine marked the day of the Security Service of Ukraine. Vasyl Malyuk, head of the Security Service, gave an interview to the ICTV TV channel. In an interview, he was asked if the service had something to do to eliminations of several known Ukrainian traitors as well as known Russian war criminals residing in Russia, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Malyuk replied that, quote, "You are asking the right people, but we won't answer either way," unquote. At the same time, he shared some of the details of their deaths. For example, Ilya Kiva, a former Ukrainian MP convicted of high treason, had been working for the enemy for a long time. The murder weapon used to kill Kiva was a 9x19mm short rifle. A shot to the chest, followed by a control shot to the head, was used. Known hater of Ukraine Vladlen Tatarsky popularized the underground prison culture, organized the rape of Ukrainian prisoners of war. Quote, therefore, he was karmically punished by the Ukrainian people, unquote. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.